With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Parts of the country seeing the heaviest snowfall in a decade. A fierce winter storm continues to impact tens of millions of Americans.
It's a pretty large area. It's probably encompassing about 1,500 miles all the way from Kansas to the East Coast.
Bob Orovec of the National Weather Service. The storm is snarling travel on the roads as well as travel by air. Washington, D.C. could get a foot of snow, and there's a snow emergency in effect, but the monster storm will not stop Congress from certifying the results of the presidential election.
January 6th is the date required by constitutional law, with today's session tasked to certify the 2024 election results for President-elect Donald Trump and Vice President-elect J.D. Vance. Tight security is in place to avert a repeat of the breach which took place at the U.S. Capitol building 4 years ago. Today's schedule calls for the gavel to sound at 1 o'clock Eastern Time, with Vice President Kamala Harris presiding over a joint session of Congress. George Williams reporting.
Also at SRNNews.com, President Biden's newly signed ban on offshore energy exploration will not stand for long, so says President-elect Trump.
Acting in the 11th hour of his administration, President Biden is banning oil and gas drilling in more than 625 million acres of federal waters. He said the drilling could cause irreversible damage and argued that it's unnecessary to meet our nation's energy needs. But Trump told the Salem Radio Network he will reverse the ban.
It's ridiculous. I'll unban it immediately.
He said oil and gas resources are America's greatest economic asset. Greg Clugston, Washington.
And there's a rally underway this morning on Wall Street. The Dow trading 233 points higher. The NASDAQ is up 339. This is SRN News. Christians chaplains are providing comfort in New Orleans.
The Billy Graham Evangelistic Association has dispatched clergymen to the city where they are ministering in the wake of the devastating New Year's Day terrorist attack. Spokesman Josh Holland says, quote, "This level of violence and hate is unfathomable and heartbreaking, too. It is in this dark hour that our chaplains will offer emotional and spiritual care, the hope and comfort of Jesus Christ to the hurting and broken." The attacker killed more than a dozen people. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Officials at Rutgers University say they will install new safeguards for Jewish students as a means of settling a complaint by the Department of Education. Hundreds of reports of anti-Semitic acts on campus prompted the government to move against Rutgers, one of several major U.S. universities that have seen a sharp uptick in attacks on Jews. It all began in the fall of 2023 with a devastating attack by Hamas on Israel. This is SRN News. The fate of TikTok in the U.S. remains in limbo.
Right now, creators and small business owners are awaiting a decision from the Supreme Court that could upend their livelihoods. Next Friday, the High Court will hear arguments on a law requiring TikTok to break ties with its Chinese-based parent company, ByteDance, or else face a ban in America. For all involved, the prospect of a ban has never been as big as it is right now. Jason Walker reporting.
An exciting backcountry adventure turned deadly for a group of skiers in western Wyoming over the weekend. One skier has been killed, another injured, after their group triggered a large avalanche while ascending a mountain. The avalanche occurred about 20 miles east of Grand Teton National Park. It took rescuers almost 4 hours to ski into the area because of bad weather. More details, SRNNews.com.